This is Carol Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and sitting with me is Alex Meredith. Alex is from Kentucky, and he is the national star in agribusiness. Alex, tell me about the process you took to get here to where you are today.
Well, all of us, all of the competitors, have a cumulative experience from our SAE programs, which we began early in our FFA careers. It was a very intensive record-keeping process, which also takes into account our competitive events that we've participated in over the course of our high school careers and a little bit of time since then. In this particular event, it was a review of our records, which we then clarified in a 15-minute interview of some very well-researched judges. You could tell they all went through our applications and asked very relevant questions. And since then, we've all just been somewhat nervously waiting for the announcement, which came today.
And once again, congratulations. That's an awesome opportunity for you to share with everyone else, you know, what you've been doing and your hard work in your SAE project. And for the folks listening, could you explain a little bit more about your SAE and how it related to your agribusiness?
Well, my SAE began when I was a freshman in high school, but realistically, I've been doing it before that. I participated in my father's commercial growing operation for flowers. When we diversified from tobacco. And when I was 18, I founded my own business on a strip of land that I found in the town that we live near. And it's been a retail location ever since. I've continued to make capital improvements. It started out just building some tables and selling flowers from them one spring. And since then, those tables have been encased in greenhouses, which I'll be able to use to finish out starter product and therefore have more control over my product environments from an earlier stage in its development. It started small, and it's since turned into a healthy business that I'm looking forward to growing.
What makes you most proud about your SAE project?
I'm proud that I'm personally engaged, that I'm actually running my own business and making my own business decisions. It's a lot of responsibility. I mean, comparing it to how things were when I was a senior in high school, for instance. There I was a participant in an agricultural operation, but here I actually am solely responsible for the credits and the failures that I have, and that's it's a lot of responsibility, but that kind of responsibility I think encourages most people to be involved and to pay attention and to really exceed their potential.
And earlier we were talking about parents, and I had the opportunity to watch you receive your award, and your family was emotional. You can tell they were very, very proud of you. What role did they play in your star in agribusiness?
There was an awful lot of good advice involved with that. At my age, I haven't seen that much of the world. None of us have at this age. And there are a lot of questions. A lot of questions from seasoned farmers that helped me a lot to get those answers. From people with more financial experience than I have, and you just have to have a good support structure, especially to do this while going to school. You know, I come home on the weekends and help my dad on his farm during the week, so I can't make it home every day, and he'll hook up the watering system for me when I can't make it to my business. So we have a sort of a trade arrangement there, and I couldn't do it without him. I couldn't do it without a supportive family.
If you had to share a bit of advice for someone who was wanting to be in your shoes today with the star in agribusiness, what would you tell them?
There's a lot of good business advice that you need, but I would say that the biggest part is motivation. Never assume that you should just wait to be told what to do. You do that a lot in your high school career. You let people chauffeur you around and tell you where you need to be and when. And sometimes that stifles initiative a little bit. Just take into account that there are things that no one but you is going to think of. And when you think of those things, you've got to pursue them, even if no one prompts you to do so.
Is there anything else you'd like to say in regards to the Star Award?
Just that the FFA is an organization that's given a lot to me and given me abilities that I've used in my business and will use for the rest of my life. And I can't express enough gratitude to this organization and the people who run it.
I've been speaking with Alex Meredith. He's from Kentucky, and he is this year's star in agribusiness for the National FFA organization.